to come back to the flooding and say it had an impact on, indirectly on the TNO roads. When I say that, because we have an intramunicipal agreement with Mansfield for the Jim's Lake Road, and I know for a fact they were pretty busy with the floods and bringing back the road network in the municipality limits. Like I said again in French, from just to advise the people that are listening, from 0 to 18, it's the MTQ. From 18 to 43, like I said, it's the agreement we have with Mansfield to pass a grader. And after that, 43 to 114, it's the MRC that takes care of the contract regarding for the grading. But just from 18 to 43, well, I know for a fact Mansfield had to do it very quickly and at last minute because they were really caught up with the flood. So that's an example. And like, again, us around Balsam Lake, we had a lot of trees that were felled. So we had to cut them before giving out a contract for the grader. So it's all little, when you add all those details together, well, it gives out sort of the result we had. And then just to add all to this, for forest fires with that. So in our case, thank God we didn't have, I was scared a bit for their a Black River crossing bridge up on the one on kilometer 108 there, the Traverse Charette, because I was looking very closely the activity of the fire, and I was, geez, I just hope it doesn't burn our bridge. So again, it was a moment where we were, instead of working on our planification, it was things like that we were worried about. So because if it would have burned, I mean, we'd have to put all our budget on trying to repair that bridge, because it's still an important access